very important aspect about spiritual life or spiritual involvement is that one must feel happy doing what he is or she is doing, and one must feel enthusiastic about it. There must be excitement. When there is excitement, then you like to do it. Ultimately, what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is doing things for Krishna in such a way that you feel inspired to do more and more. That is the difference between mundane activity and spiritual activity. Mundane activities are naturally boring. It may look like very alluring and exciting, but mundane activities are always boring. It's monotonous, it's a drudgery, it's a burden. Like, how many of you are working? Please raise your hands. Okay. Now, how do you feel on Monday morning? Okay, Sunday night. Sunday night is more appropriate. And how do you look forward then on Monday? From Monday onwards, what happens? Don't you count days when it will be Friday? Right? And Friday evening you feel that, now it is freedom. Now for 2 days I won't have to go to work. Now what does it simply mean? It means that those activities are so troublesome and so boring and so depressing that you don't really want to do that. Now on the other hand, in Krishna consciousness what happens? In Krishna consciousness, the real Krishna consciousness, we feel excitement in doing things. Like day before yesterday, and yesterday we installed Lord Jagannath. It was a very demanding situation. So many devotees couldn't sleep. But how did you feel? Arunaksha, how did you feel? You felt excited. Yeah. Now, was the temple paying you some money for that? You just did it. And all the devotees, they do things because they like to do this for Krishna. So Krishna consciousness must be exciting. And personally, I tell you, as a leader, I feel that my responsibility is to make Krishna consciousness so exciting for you that you will stop eating and sleeping. You won't have time to eat and sleep. Doesn't that happen when you are excited? When you are happy doing something, then don't you forget eating and sleeping? So Krishna consciousness must become like that. Otherwise, what will happen? Otherwise, will anybody join the movement? Otherwise, anyone will come close to our movement? Naturally not. They will say, what is the use of going there? Like, I am better off staying at home.